Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Will Hurricane Sandy influence the presidential election? If elected, would Mitt Romney change FEMA, shift more responsibility to the states, and how would he deal with terrorism and the challenges posed by Iran? Let's go in depth with Tom Ridge, former Republican governor of Pennsylvania and the first director of the United States Office of Homeland Security under President George W. Bush.
Well, Governor, as the first head of Homeland Security, you're probably watching the aftermath of the storm pretty closely.
Absolutely. You know, one of the more controversial matters as we built the department was whether or not we should include the Federal Emergency Management Agency within the department. I think it was the right decision to make. And I do believe that in the aftermath of Sandy, with the leadership of Craig Fugate, who I worked with as secretary when he was responsible for emergency management in Florida, you'll see as good and as focused a recovery effort as we've seen in a long time, but we have to be patient. This is going to take months in some communities and perhaps even years to rebuild from the devastation and the horror associated with the storm.
Well, now as FEMA is responding, by all accounts, very well to this challenge on the East Coast of the United States, it must be rewarding to see that you had a hand in the building of that.
Well, you know, I must tell you that there were three tornadoes that bounced around my congressional district back in 1985, and I'm probably most proud of the work my team and I did as we kind of restructured the Federal Emergency Management Agency way back almost 30 years ago, too. I've always been a fan of the agency. The professionals and the volunteers have always done an extraordinary job. We've had to give Congress some tools in order to assist them, and notwithstanding the fiasco at Katrina, and that was more a failure of leadership at the local, state, and federal level rather than a failure of FEMA, this is an agency that responds very well at times of crisis, and I'm glad I've had a hand not only to restructure the agency back in 85, but to ensure it was included in the Department of Homeland Security. It is an all-hazard agency, and whether it's a terrorist attack, a weather event, or horrible accident, they're ready and prepared to respond. And I'm quite convinced that Craig Fugate and his team will do a fine job in response to Sandy.
Well, now, as the storm has waned and people are still recovering, however, thoughts have turned to the election and to the possible impact of the storm on the presidential election. Do you have any thoughts on whether it'll impact the results?
I don't think it'll impact the results. I think very appropriately, President Obama needs to do what he should do as President of the United States. Told everyone to listen to the local leaders and be prepared to respond as quickly as possible. Working with Fugate, Governor Romney very appropriately stood down his campaign for a couple of days. But I don't think the momentum of the storm is going to undermine the momentum of Governor Romney's campaign, which really picked up speed and has accelerated since that first debate. I think he's prepared over the last 7 days to maintain that momentum and give a partisan such as yours truly a victory in next Tuesday, in 7 days.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Tom Ridge, former Republican governor of Pennsylvania and the first director of the United States Office of Homeland Security under President George W. Bush.
Governor Romney has picked up a little bit of criticism today by past remarks he's made about FEMA and putting most of the burden to the states. Would you like to address those criticisms or his thoughts on the role of the state versus the federal government at this scale?
Well, at this juncture, it's quite clear, and I think Governor Romney appreciates and understands it, having been a governor, there is a cost-sharing burden. And the states will underwrite a substantial portion of the cost of recovery as well. So I'm not familiar with the remarks, but at the end of the day, while the primary responsibility for basically reconstruction and remediation after this horrible storm will fall on the shoulders of the federal government, the state provides, the last time I checked, in many instances, 20 or 25% of the total cost. And quite frankly, there'd be costs for which they probably won't be reimbursed. So it's a cost sharing. It's a proportion. The federal government pays more than the states and locals, but they absorb quite a bit of the cost as well.
Now, some would argue that that money should be shifted to the states. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, to date, I don't think there are too many examples where the federal government, through FEMA, working in concert with state and locals, hasn't delivered on the promise to help restore and recover these communities and help people put their lives back in place. Oftentimes, there is some local decision-making or state decision-making that is somewhat slower than some of even the folks in FEMA want. So I think it's a shared responsibility. It's important that they have a very solid, sound, candid relationship. And I think there's a burden on the first responders. The local community endured it. The local community has to live through it. The local community will be involved throughout the process of restoration, but the federal government has a role. But at the end of the day, it's a shared mission, a shared responsibility. Under these circumstances, in spite of the fiscal crisis in Washington, I doubt if there'd be any difficulty in securing the federal funds necessary to help the states, these communities, and these families and businesses recover from the devastation.
So you don't see there being a major change in the structure of FEMA or Homeland Security should Governor Romney become president?
I do not. The FEMA is embedded in the way emergency management officials think in terms of preparing for these events, preparing for these natural disasters, and I'm quite comfortable that the infrastructure will be preserved. You know, there may be and should be from time to time some tinkering with the infrastructure, but I think in terms of their ability to collaborate with the state and locals, particularly in extreme emergencies, look, the devastation at this with this storm, this hurricane, however you categorize it, it overwhelms the capacity of states and local governments respond both financially and with manpower. So at the end of the day, you're going to see the federal government having a significant role. I must tell you, from time to time, there are occasions when there is a disaster in a state and everyone assumes that FEMA should come in and get involved. But there are thresholds that have to be met. And this may be the storm that has surpassed any and every threshold that has ever written, possibly could be written. So the federal government will have the primary financial role in this one, that's for sure.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Tom Ridge, former Republican governor of Pennsylvania and the first director of the United States Office of Homeland Security under President George W. Bush.
Do you see any significant differences in a Romney administration with respect to issues confronting security of our borders, that differences that a presidency under Romney would be from the Obama presidency?
I think the greatest threat to our country and the greatest difference between the two men is how they view the role of terrorists and terrorist countries and terrorism in the around the world. For whatever reason, President Obama views Al-Qaeda as simply an organization, perhaps even as a criminal organization. And having been a prosecutor and a defense attorney, I know the difference between a terrorist organization and a criminal one. I also think there's a huge difference in terms of an understanding between the two candidates. I think Governor Romney understands it's a mindset and it's not just Al-Qaeda. I think Governor Romney appreciates that Iran, and this is an issue, a country that frankly the administration has tiptoed around, is responsible for much of the unrest in the Middle East. Iran supports Hezbollah, Hamas, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Syria, which this administration has literally chosen not to get engaged in other than calling for Assad to step down, is simply a surrogate of both Iran and, one could argue, even of Russia. So I think in the area of securing our borders and protecting America's interests, both domestically and overseas, it's not just al-Qaeda, but it's terrorist organizations generally, and dealing with a terrorist state like Iran that's responsible for much of the unrest around the world. That's a huge difference between the two. And frankly, the Benghazi instance, that tragedy shows, I think, the lack of focus and the lack of leadership in the White House. I think there's a huge gap between what happened on September 11th and what the administration has tried to explain over the past 6 weeks. And I think the gap could be filled with the truth, but unfortunately we're not getting that from the administration. And I may not always agree with my president, but I want him to be truthful with us. And the administration knew full well that it was an armed attack by a terrorist group, incidentally in a country that the president had been parading around taking credit for getting rid of Gaddafi, but not understand the elements of terrorism that remain in Libya and in Egypt, in Syria. They kind of look the other way, and we have an ambassador and three brave Americans dead, and we get this confusing story when, in fact, they knew exactly what happened and chose not to share that with America.
You mentioned Iran, and you said the president's tiptoeing around Iran. I guess that's one way of characterizing it, but also there's severe sanctions against Iran, and what else can you do other than sanction but to go to war? Are there any other alternatives, and do we have to fear a war with Iran under the presidency of Mitt Romney?
Well, no, I don't think you do, but let's address the question of sanctions around Iran. All the measures that have been passed by the Congress, given the president to deal with sanctions, there's much praise as to the extraordinary sanctions that have been imposed. But frankly, that's not accurate. Every measure sanction that President Obama has at his disposal has an escape clause, which means that he can impose sanctions as a result of business activity, but if he chooses not to impose sanctions against that business activity, he may use that safety valve. And in fact, the broad array of business activities that are sanctionable have not been sanctioned by the president. There have only been a few violators that are sanctioned. And frankly, the Chinese companies and some of the Russian companies whose business activities could be sanctioned have not. So while the president talks about strong economic sanctions, the fact of the matter is he's only sanctioned minor violators, marginal entities, and they've had little or no impact. And if there's some Russian and Chinese companies doing business with Iranians, and I don't think they're on the sanction list. And so before the president can champion strong sanctions, he needs to impose them.
Is this a story that I've just missed somehow, or are you telling me something that most Americans don't hear from the media?
Well, there's been an analysis done by a couple of people in Washington, D.C. I frankly think it was a report published even in the Washington Post a couple of weeks ago. I don't recall the date. I know the organization that did the research, and I'm pretty comfortable with the integrity of the research. And they do admit that the president has issued some sanctions, but there are some business activities that are related to dealing with the Iranians that have not been sanctioned. And a couple of the companies involved are from China. And for whatever reason, we're trying to dance around companies in China doing sanctions. I do not know.
Do you see a role for yourself in the Romney administration, should there be one?
Well, I would be grateful to have the opportunity to go to a state dinner with President Romney, but other than that, I don't see any role for me. I'm just the only role I have over the next 7 days is do everything I can in Pennsylvania and elsewhere to support a man who I think is whose vision and whose leadership is absolutely essential, not just from to deal with the economic challenges confronting this country, but as Secretary of the Homeland Security, I probably have a well, I don't, I think most Americans do, but a deep sense of America's role in the world. And I think it's been diminished during the past 4 years. I think the rest of the world looks for America to lead, not from behind, but out front. And I think that we've lost a great deal of respect from some of the things we have failed to do, not the least of which is recognize the revolution. Thousands of people hit the streets in Iran in 2009. And if you check closely, the White House was fairly mute on that one, as opposed to Tunisia, Egypt, Libya, and Syria. So for whatever reason, I pay as much attention to the president's role as a global leader as I do to leading 300-plus Americans through some very difficult and tough economic times.
Anything else you'd like to share with the listeners here in Iowa today?
Well, it's been a great conversation. I appreciate very much being on the show with you today. And most importantly, I would just say to your listening audience, some people talk about voting as a privilege, and I just like to encourage them to vote because I think it's a responsibility. We don't ask too much of our citizens in terms of being involved in the political process, but voting is fundamental to us, and I hope your listeners get out and vote.
Thanks to Governor Tom Ridge for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.